You're listening to SBS News.
Greece has imposed a vaccination mandate for people over the age of 60 as coverage remains below the European Union average and a recent spike in infections has sustained pressure on hospitals. Seniors failing to get vaccinated will face penalties, starting at an $80 fine in January and followed by a monthly fine of $160 after that. Health Minister Tanos Plevris says fines would be collected through the tax office with the money to be used to help fund state hospitals. Greece has the seventh oldest population in the world, as measured by share of residents over age 65. In Athens, Dimitris, a senior citizen visiting the Peristeri Mega Vaccination Centre, wants everyone to get the jab.
It was very good, and the people should not be afraid to come and get vaccinated if they want to live until they are 100 years old. I'm 90, so they can live until they are 100.
In Brazil, Rio de Janeiro city authorities have started a vaccination campaign against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11. Health officials expect about 560,000 children to get vaccinated before February the 9th. Children who have been vaccinated take home a courage certificate. Daniel Sarantz, Rio de Janeiro's health secretary, says more than a million doses of Pfizer vaccine, specific for this age group, arrived in Brazil last week.
We expect that lots of people will come to vaccinate their children in Rio de Janeiro. Parents have been asking for it for a long time now. This vaccination was awaited by many families.
The Brazilian health regulator was criticized by President Jair Bolsonaro after approving its use in mid-December. Mr. Bolsonaro, who hasn't been vaccinated himself, expressed strong reservations over whether children should receive the jab. Vaccine maker Moderna has announced it's working on a single-shot booster for both COVID-19 and the flu. CEO Stefan Bancel said that he hoped the US-based company would have a combined vaccine booster ready to test in advanced research in the second quarter and then ready for use next year.
So a best-case scenario will be the fall of 23. As a best-case scenario, I don't think it would happen in every country. But we believe it's possible to happen in some countries next year.
Another vaccine manufacturer, Novavax, is already running trials of a combined flu and COVID vaccination in Australia. Mr. Bancel was speaking at a panel of a virtual gathering hosted by the World Economic Forum in Davos during a session on the future of COVID-19. Also at the meeting was US infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, who lamented pushback by many Americans to efforts to contain the virus.
We also have, you know, what I mentioned earlier, and it's very disturbing, I believe, to all of us as public health officials and scientists, such a degree of pushback against regular, normal, easy to understand public health measures, reluctance to wear masks, reluctance to promote vaccination, reluctance to do kinds of public health measures that really we know if we all pull together as a society, we would be much, much better off.
Dr. Fauci also told the forum that the current approach of developing vaccines specific to particular variants was probably not sustainable in the long term.
We really don't want to get into the whack-a-mole approach towards every new variant where it comes up and you all of a sudden have to make a booster against a particular variant it gets up, because you'll be chasing it forever.
A well-known Belgian virologist says that the coronavirus pandemic is entering a new phase thanks to high rates of vaccination and natural infection leading to immunity. Peter Pio from London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says the virus will become endemic, which means it'll be everywhere, but with less of a risk for everyone.
Je crois que ce qui est clair, c'est que on entre dans une nouvelle phase.
I think what's clear is that we are moving into a new phase, firstly because the virus is changing. It changes all the time, with variants that we know about now like Omicron, which is much more transmissible and contagious, but which causes less serious illness. Secondly, thanks to vaccination, the number of deaths has tumbled. There are fewer people in intensive care and so, combined with natural infection, that means that we have collective immunity. And also we have more experience about what to do, how to reduce risk.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.